7:46 on a Tuesday morning, 19th day of May. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. Just Julie is here today. James out under the weather today, so Julie is with me. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice to see you on this beautiful,
always fun,
beautiful morning. Beautiful weather. Gonna get some rain again tomorrow.
Yay!
Actually, Thursday. Excuse me.
Yay!
Rain Thursday, and then sunny. Beautiful Memorial Day weekend.
Good. That's so good to hear.
I know. So there we go. Looking at the date book, Wyoming history. It's the 19th day of May. 1848 was the year Mexico ratifies the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, acknowledging the acquisition by the U.S. of Texas and New Mexico, which included parts of Wyoming, which had been part of Texas.
Wow.
I know.
I wonder for how long. Like, did people know that?
I know. 1931, yeah, news didn't travel too fast.
Yeah.
1931, where are we? Who owns us? 1931, damming of the local stream with barn refuse provides fatal to fish and Cody. Proves. So the damming of a local stream with barn refuge proves fatal to fish and Cody. That was 1931.
I wonder if there was something in the...
Yeah.
Well, you know, they used to put old cars to secure banks. And,
yeah.
I
know.
So when probably was, something like that.
When I was
that.
Growing up, watching the things we threw on the, on the farm, what were we doing? Okay. Didn't realize it at the time.
No, we didn't know.
Let's just throw that old car in for riprap.
Let it rust, the engine's still in it.
Let it rust out and the oil going down the stream. Man. David Hartman. I didn't realize he was still alive. TV personality, longtime host of Good Morning America, 91.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Okay. I think if you saw him, you'd know him.
Probably, yeah.
Pete Townsend, The Who.
Oh, I love The Who. That's a great band.
Pete's 81.
Wow.
I think they still perform a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Jeez. And Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Turned 78. Today in history of the year was 1310. Shoes were designed specifically for the right and the left foot for the first time since the fall of the Roman Empire.
1310.
Finally, wow. Comfortable shoes. 1780, the Great Mystery Blackout. I've read about this. Plunges New England and parts of Canada in near total darkness. The sun disappeared midday.
Really?
The cause never determined.
Seriously, I've never heard of this.
Yeah. 1780. To this day, it's still a mystery.
Wouldn't it have been an eclipse? I mean,
there was no eclipse. That's what they say. Great aliens. Mystery blackout. I know, right? Maybe there's a file they're releasing now on the Great Mystery Blackout of 1780. Hmm. Yeah, I know. 1906, the Federated Boys Club, forerunner of Boys Club of America, is organized. 1906, 1926, Thomas Edison speaks on the radio for the first time.
So I'm still stuck on this blackout.
I figured you probably would be.
I'm just curious, what if it was like a huge meteor that just perfectly... blacked it out.
Unknown.
Would have been early enough that maybe if it landed over here, no one would really know.
I saw a documentary, it's been long time ago on that, and they talked about all the causes, everything they could possibly
potential.
Be. Yeah. No eclipse, nothing. Just the middle of the day, the sun goes dark. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. 1962 is the year the birthday salute to U.S. President John F. Kennedy took place. Madison Square Garden, the highlight, Marilyn Monroe's.
Oh, yes.
Infamous rendition of Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
1962. 1991, a 31-year-old Cleveland skydiver. This is amazing. Survived a 2-mile fall.
Ugh.
I can't even begin to fathom.
What goes through your mind?
What
because you have plenty of time to be wondering what's going to happen.
Jill Shields suffered spine and pelvic injuries. She landed in a swamp.
Wow. So then you say, did she go skydiving after that?
That's a good question. Probably. But man.
I'm going to look her up after the show.
All right. Look her up after the show. Barber Mental Health Awareness Month. Okay. Is that from hearing everyone else's problems?
Maybe. You know, they got to have a boundary on a day of like, today is like, I can't hear your problems.
Yes.
I'm taking care of myself today.
Yes. So it's a good point. I don't want to hear your problems today. It's Barber Mental Health Awareness Day today. All right. So don't tell me your problems. Hey, Devil's Food Cake Day.
Oh, that's good.
That is good. Plant a Vegetable Garden Day.
Well,
isn't that around Memorial Day?
Yeah, I was going to say here in Wyoming, like, didn't it freeze this morning? So
it did.
You usually wait till.
Yeah,
June
there was
1st,
a lot of coverage.
Unless you start inside,
there was a lot of coverage on people's various places today. 21 was our low.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, hopefully, it killed all the ticks.
Well, that's great. Great thinking, yeah. Julie. It probably takes a. Yeah, a lot more than that to kill them. You know, we talk about AI. We talk about AI all the time up here and how it affects us and how we use it and everything else. Well, graduates from Glendale Community College in Arizona faced a major setback during commencement ceremonies over the weekend. The college's attempt to use AI to announce graduate names resulted in system failure. Skipped hundreds of names. Wow. And they couldn't fix it. Students were mad. Families were upset, leaving many graduates without their name even being called.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You know what I would have done
on
that?
You work hard and then AI takes over.
You know what I would have done on that?
What?
I would have said, since we can't call your names out, I would like, you know, if it's one of these classes where there's hundreds of kids. Skipping, obviously, right. It was hundreds of names. I'd say I'd like each student to come up to stage, and I'd like you to say your name, and then we'll present you.
Yeah, raise your hand if I didn't call your name.
A couple hundred people.
Or AI didn't call your name.
Yeah, AI broke down. It's not without its flaws, folks. It's got a lot of upside.
I don't know. It's easy to say
that.
A lot
of downside.
But you know, what if you're sitting there going, oh, I can't keep up. He didn't call Jenny's name. He didn't call, you know, and then you're panicking.
Well, I just think you just hand them something. Yeah.
But they probably didn't think of it at the time.
So that's my initial thought. I would have said, come on up. We're going to get you in. Make it happen. Okay. So.
Unless they didn't know until after.
Yeah, you don't know what the situation was. Remember Schlitz beer?
Yes, I do. I remember Schlitz beer very, very well.
Schlitz beer discontinued after 177 years.
Yeah. It was really popular in Oregon.
Oh. It was growing up. Yeah, it was Schlitz beer. Pabst Brewing discontinued Schlitz. One of the largest American brewer. I didn't even know they still made it.
I didn't either.
A staple of the Milwaukee beer scene to honor the brand of Wisconsin Brewing Company will produce a final 80-barrel batch today.
It makes you wonder what happened. I mean, did they just... I mean, they used to advertise it.
Right.
And then did everybody just come up with different products?
So many different things. Home brews, different kinds of beer. Yeah. Founded in 1849, Schlitz enjoyed decades of success, but suffered a decline due to recipe changes. And operational changes. After a series of ownership changes, that always happens too.
There you go.
Lots of reasons why. The brand never regained its former status. Following its relaunch by Pabst in 2008.
I almost think I can see the logo.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Okay. TSA has confirmed that passengers can now bring rotisserie chicken on the carry-on without any...
I didn't... Well...
So TSA is going to not let you bring a protein shake more than 3.4 ounces, but yet some dude's going to carry on a rotisserie chicken?
Like a whole chicken?
A whole chicken.
It says a whole chicken?
A whole chicken.
Think about what you can hide in that
thing. The whole rotisserie chicken. Travelers point out the absurdity of this.
What?
Yeah, I can't bring my 3.4-ounce protein shake, and then this dude's bringing a chicken on board sitting next to you chowing down.
I was going to say, I don't know that I want to be sitting next to that. Like rotisserie chicken.
How'd you like to be sitting next to that guy?
You don't mind if I eat this, do you?
Do you want a chicken leg?
I mean, I love rotisserie chicken, but it's pretty messy.
I do, too, but I can't imagine on a plane the smell
else. The bag you can like you carried out a Ridley's or Olive's, right. It's got all the juices in the bottom of it.
Right. There's probably more than 3.4 ounces of juice on the bottom of it, right? And the TSA is going to let him carry rotisserie chicken.
Sitting next to you, settling his chicken in and adjusting his luggage.
Right. Sorry. Just long flight to come. Kind of hungry. Then you go, I can't even bring my 3.4 ounce of protein shake in.
Yeah. How did that rise to the, we need to address the rotisserie chicken issue.
Can we, let's let people bring rotisserie chicken in on the plane. Okay. Burglar in Mexico. So if you, hey folks, if you get on a plane now and some guy brings a rotisserie chicken on, it's okay.
It's okay
now. You
it's
can do that.
It's his emotional support chicken.
A burglar in Mexico identified as the victim's pet parrot wouldn't stop repeating the intruder's name. During the robbery, the thief had been arguing with an accomplice who frequently used his first real name. So when the police arrived to take a report, the bird kept screaming the name of the burglar over and over again.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry. Investigators checked local records for a known offender by that name and found him living a couple blocks away. Jerry was just down the street.
Wow.
This is cool. Firefighters in Utah saved 25 million bees from being killed.
Yay.
Broken down semi-truck, rising temperatures. Because bees, you can't keep them in prolonged exposure. The heat will kill them. Truck carried 500 hives carrying 60,000 honeybees per hive. Jeez.
So
about 25 million bees.
Where did they carry them to?
Well, they just got them out.
Oh.
So they can be out and about.
I'm just wondering if they set them somewhere and then, I mean, it's somebody's bees. That's interesting.
Man, it's a lot of bees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like bees. We gotta take care of the bees, man. Right? Nature. This part of nature occurs, Julie, at 750 miles an hour.
What was that?
This part of nature occurs at 750 miles an hour.
Wind? No, that's ridiculous.
Sunset.
Oh.
1 second after the sun sets where you are, the sun will set approximately 2.5 blocks away. So the sun sets, if you've ever wondered, the sun will set at 750
That's neat.
Miles an hour.
Watch tonight.
Yeah, so when you watch tonight, the sunset, there you go. Julie, thanks for joining me on the
show
this morning. Have an awesome day today. It's your 19th day of May. Coming up, Fox News. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning.